This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Immediately to Italy, to my reporter, correspondent, and friend, Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, worries about the climate. Earlier this week, a report that all of Italy was struggling with a lack of rain and that Italy was gasping. Now, the rain. Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. Knowing we were going to talk, the clouds decided to give us some attention, and it's raining. But is there reason to worry about what happened in 2022 when the drought meant that the Po River was very, very low? The electricity generating plant did not work, and there was fears that the risotto crop would be damaged. Is it that bad again? Good evening to you.
Hey, good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Thanks God, I would say, better than anything. Other statement. We are having right now a lot of rains across the north of Italy, particularly on the east side of Italy. But this rain is going through the center of Italy and the south of Italy. A lot of rain, I can tell you, because I was driving from Florence to Genoa this afternoon, and I had the opportunity to cross many rivers. There were plenty of water. But let me tell you that this water is not enough, because the lack of rainfalls that we had over the winter time, and particularly in this period of time that normally is very, very rainy in the south, and the lack of snow on the Alps, in my opinion, can cause a similar situation as that one of 2 years ago, if we are having again another very dry summer season. So we hope that more rain will come in the next, and also particularly in the springtime. This was a very blessing rain, also because the pollution was heavily affecting the town in the north of Italy. And so the rain has cleaned the air, and this is very important.
Right. You had a smog cover over Milan. Is that unusual?
No, it's pretty usual. Let me tell you, in the past, when I was young, the pollution was even more severe and critical. I think a lot of things have been done in the direction of reducing the pollution. But unfortunately, Milan, another Italian town in the north of Italy, in the prairie, which is the landside crossed by the Po River, are surrounded by the Alps in the north and by the Apennine, the other mountain chain, in the south. So practically, the air remain calm because there is no circulation and wind that shake, let's say, the atmosphere. So when there is thermal inversion, as it was over the last few weeks, the smog increase, and cause a lot of problem. And the major normally takes action to reduce the numbers of cars that can go around every day.
We go now to good news. This is Albania, not a member of the EU, but Giorgia Meloni, the prime minister, and the prime minister of Albania have worked out a relationship where the migrants who cross from North Africa, chiefly from Tunisia, into Lampedusa, those migrants applying for asylum will now be moved to Albania while they wait for the processing. And it needed, as you said last week, one more piece. The Albanian parliament had to approve it, and they did. Is this all regarded as good news now, Lorenzo?
Well, this news is positive, in my opinion, because it's a new way to manage immigration and spread the refugees across Europe. In such a case, it's just a temporary shelter for refugees, because all the refugees that will go to Albania will be scrutinized in terms of rights to enter Italy and maybe to enter other European countries. Those that haven't the right to do so, they will be sent back. And this will remain responsibility of the Italian authorities in the territory of Albania. This is, in my opinion, something pretty challenging. So the agreement signed a few months ago by the two prime ministers is now entering into an execution phase. So Italy should build the camp on the coast and the camp in the countryside at the beginning for 3,000 seats. We'll see what will happen in the future. Clearly, the European Union is looking at this as an innovative way to manage this critical phenomena that, by the way, in terms of number, compare this initial period of the year vis-a-vis the initial period of last year have been pretty much reduced.
Albania is part of Italian history I did not know. I have a photograph that you've guided me to dated 1991. And Bari, Italy, there is an enormous old-looking freighter lined with people as if it was a Hollywood movie. There looks to be thousands here. These are Albanians who were fleeing the regime. Are they still living in Italy?
Well, let me tell you that Albanian people in Italy are now very many. There are a lot of community of Albanian in all the Italian towns. There are Albanian citizen that now works in our company, in our hospital. So they are pretty much integrated. There are also some Albanian people that doesn't behave correctly. There is a sort also of Albanian mafia, which, by the way, is another type of mafia. So, in my opinion, the Albanian people have integrated themselves in Italy pretty well, taking also into account that, as I said already in a past interview, they speak a very good Italian, all of them.
We come to more good news. Quickly, I'll say that Italy is looking to develop its own version of the Leopard tank, or is it just the gun for the Leopard tank? This is Leonardo, a company you're very familiar with. What are you going to build?
Well, let me tell you that I was board member to the company of Leonardo, Otto Melara, and the consortium with the Iveco Difesa that are active in the sector of armored vehicle for many years. So I know pretty well this story. I think that this is an interesting decision, in my opinion pretty strategic, that Italy is joining the new alliance, Franco-German alliance, in terms of armored vehicle. And this time is build a new class of Leopard, introducing into them element of Italian weapons, Italian technology, and so on. It's important to say that this may be the beginning of a more enlargement alliance to Italy as well, in order to have in the future a new class of armored vehicle, particularly heavy tank, main battle tank, because today right. There are so many type of tanks that makes a very ineffective, economically speaking, and logistically in terms of coordinated effort in the battlefield, not very good. So in my opinion, to have a common core of main battle tank that can accommodate technology that are eyes only for each nation is an important step toward economy of scale and better arrangement of a military force that is across the European countries.
Lorenzo Fiore and Rainy Milano, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,